Come November, Massachusetts could see a major influx of women into top elected offices. As women candidates gain clout on the ballot, women voters are a decisive factor on who wins. Take the governor's race, for example. Data show that for both Democrat Martha Coakley and Republican Charlie Baker, a win hinges on support from women. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
The usual storyline implies Democrats have the women's vote on lock. But the truth is more complicated. In 2010, Martha Coakley won women, but by only 3 points.
Winning the women's vote by 3% is a pathetic record for a woman candidate in this day and age in a liberal state like Massachusetts.
That's Tufts University political science professor Jeff Barry. Barry says Coakley lost that U.S. Senate race to Scott Brown partly because of women. On the other hand, take Ed Markey, Elizabeth Warren, Deval Patrick. In all those cases, when Democrats won elections, they've won women by lopsided margins. For Steve Kizella, the president of the Mass Inc. polling group, that suggests women are free agents.
The learning there is that the women's vote does move. Not every demographic group moves, really, in their voting preferences, but women in Massachusetts have shown their willingness to support Republicans at least marginally more.
So for Coakley, the lesson learned is that to win in November, she needs to turn the gender gap into a gender gulf. Months ago, during the primary campaign, Coakley launched her Moms for Martha tour and began organizing weekends like this, dedicated exclusively to reaching women voters.
Thank you.
Hey, how are you doing? Good to see you.
I'm in the campaign, knocking doors for you.
Good, thank you.
You
guys are the best.
You are the best.
Well,
I know you're going to do great things for Massachusetts.
Even though she hosts events for women, Coakley is cautious to answer questions about gender politics.
Our focus, I think, is on issues that are important to people who want jobs, who want a chance to get on that economic ladder and do well. And particularly women want to be heard. They want a voice. They want to have that opportunity to get a fair shot.
And then, she adds,
but I think men do too in Massachusetts.
Her rival, Charlie Baker, is not as coy about his mission, picking Karen Polito as a running mate nearly a year before the election. Statistically speaking, women hold the keys to victory for both Democrats and Republicans, but it's not the same key.
What Charlie Baker needs to do isn't win, but he does at least need to do what Scott Brown did, and that's close the gap.
That again is pollster Steve Kizella. If Baker loses the women's vote by 5, 6, 7 points, that's okay. The data suggests he can still win this election. The problem is he has a long way to go to get even that close. In the 2010 gubernatorial race, he lost the women's vote by 24 points.
I'm Lauren Baker, and tonight we are having a Women for Charlie phone bank.
This time around, Baker is courting women, using the women in his own life. His wife, Lauren, is a lot more visible than she was 4 years ago.
We learned a lot going through the last campaign. And one of the things that we learned was that we didn't really allow people to get to know Charlie as a person.
And she says women want to know what kind of person Charlie is. Is he a good husband, a good dad, a good friend? She's trying to help answer those questions. The day after the primary election, another Baker woman chimed in. His 17-year-old daughter, Caroline, appeared in a campaign ad.
Governor Dad, that's a bit optimistic.
Why not? She's the best. Her buddy's the best.
You're the best.
Yesterday, as her dad chit-chatted with supporters who munched on a mix of hummus and smoked ham Gruyere baguettes, Caroline was on hand again, this time at a Women for Charlie luncheon in Boston's South End, trying to explain her dad and his quirks.
You know, the last election, I know he was the scary candidate, but that's because during debates he sounded angry, but that's just because he's really passionate about it and he wants to, you know, make a difference and make Massachusetts great.
But despite Baker's efforts, many women voters so far seem loyal to Martha Coakley. The latest WBUR tracking poll shows Baker is trailing Coakley by 20 points in this group. Somehow, she's made a complete U-turn with women in 4 years. Jeff Barry from Tufts says women are converting to Coakley's cause because of her poor performance in 2010.
My take on this is that what women are responding to is not Coakley's success, but her failure. Martha Coakley leaned in and got pushed out. And I think that resonates a lot with women.
It certainly seems to have resonated with at least one WBUR poll respondent, Marjorie Williams from Somerville.
I'd like to have a woman as a governor. Yeah, she made a campaign mistake last time. But weren't the people of Massachusetts wrong to judge her so harshly for that? I mean, look what we got.
But some women don't feel that same level of empathy. And so whether Massachusetts elects its first female governor is to a degree in the hands of female voters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.